didn't intend for this, but I was just thinking about curses. Is there a way we could undo curses?
Well, you'd have to believe in curses first.
Okay.
So tell me, do you think you've been cursed?
I've heard that there are curses that make people a certain way, and you have to work.
Only if you believe in it.
Okay.
Okay? Nobody can create in your reality without your permission. Right? Because if you could, the military would hypnotize and curse people all the time. Now, you can be hypnotized by commercials and media, but little cursing like voodoo or anything like that, you have to actually believe in it.
It's like you feel so terrible, and I think at that time you might wish somebody ill, but and then it actually manifests in their life.
They have to be in alignment with it.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would not have the joyous experience I have because how strongly my mother feels about me not being Catholic.
Okay.
But she cannot create in my reality. Does that make sense? Right? And take the flip of cursing. You could pray for somebody else with good intention, but if they don't want what you think is good for them, are they going to have it? They have to be in alignment with it. So it's whether it's negative or positive, it doesn't work. So when you bless somebody, does it mean they're going to receive the blessing? Only if they align to it. Okay, so you want to play from there? All right, so everybody, so I'm going to teach you how to do the setup. So Gary Craig has you think, and this is, again, this is great with YouTube, books, or audios. Think of a memory. If you're new to this, pick something longer ago. An old teacher, an old roommate, an old neighbor, an old holiday, some event long ago. If you're new to it, it's easier to measure that way. Think of a memory where somebody was a jerk to you, or you were a jerk to somebody else. And when you think of this memory, you feel bad today. All right? You can't go back in time. You can't fix it. It's not somebody you see anymore. But when you think of it, you feel bad. Now, if you're more experienced in tapping, you can pick anything. You can pick the perception of curses, whatever that means to you. The goal is to pick something that when you think of it, you feel negative emotion, thought, or energy. Okay? And Gary Craig gave us a scale, 0 to 10. 0 means nothing negative. 10 means you feel really bad. I call 10, you want to cry, cuss, or hit something, all right? So I'm going to quit talking for about 30, 40 seconds, and what you do is you play your memory like a movie. It has to be specific. One location, one time, you're there, somebody else is there, or it's a phone call, they say something, you say something, they say something, right? You can't say every New Year's Eve that so-and-so wrecked the car. It's got to be one specific thing. And you play this memory in your mind, like you're watching a movie, and you see what you feel in your body or what you perceive to feel. Now, some people have full body experience with emotion. Other people just say, that makes me really mad. Whether you think it or feel it, that's great. And then you scale it just as a marker for you. You can't get it wrong. Nobody's even going to know. It's just a marker for you. All right? So pick one thing, one memory, one thought that makes you feel bad. Really tune into how you feel. And where do you feel it? Do you feel it in the throat, in the heart, in the gut, in the neck? And really think, what emotion is it? Is it sadness? And if you're very creative, does it have a color, a shape, a size, a texture? Whatever way you can just be aware. It's just a measurement. And then pick your number. Okay, and once you got your number, then come back to me. All right, now this part seems a little tricky for people at first. What you do is you forget your stuff. Put it aside. You don't have to double think. Now you let me drive. Now all you do is mimic me, you say what I say, you tap on yourself the way I'm tapping on me, and you don't try to think of what you're doing. You just relax and mimic me, okay? That's the nice thing about borrowing benefits. You don't have to know what you're doing, you don't have to figure out how it works. You just follow along, and then we'll come back and I'll ask you to play your memory the same way, and you'll see if your reaction to it changed. Okay, there? All right, ready?